From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Washington rejects Moscow's claim that the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. The National Security Council issued a report Tuesday and said the Syrian regime and Russia are trying to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people in this and also earlier attacks. The NSC report said Syria's use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and poses a clear threat to the U.S. and the world. At the United Nations, the U.S., Britain, and France look set to go ahead with a revised Security Council resolution, although Russia is expected to veto it. Former Washington officials say Pentagon's decision to move a powerful U.S. Navy strike force closer to North Korea sends a strong message to the reclusive regime. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson Strike Group left Singapore Saturday for waters off the Korean Peninsula, a deviation from planned port visits in Australia. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier with accompanying ships, including guided missile destroyers, is expected to arrive in Korean waters around the April 15th birthday of the late Kim Il-sung, he's the Communist Nation's founder. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he will be arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. Authorities say he drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store. This is VOA News. During a daily briefing Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer argued Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is worse than the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, because even Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons. Nazis gassed millions of Jews in concentration camps. Spicer's comments drew immediate rebukes from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, the Anne Frank Center, and a number of Democrats. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is calling on President Donald Trump to fire Spicer for downplaying the horror of the Holocaust. In the same briefing, Spicer said President Trump has seen the troubling video of a passenger being dragged off a United Airlines plane Sunday. When the Chicago to Louisville flight was overbooked, the crew asked passengers to voluntarily take another flight in exchange for financial compensation. When no one volunteered, the airline randomly selected four people. When one of them refused to leave, three Chicago aviation security officers yanked him out of his seat and forcibly dragged him out. The video showing the man being dragged from the plane and later returning with a bloodied face was widely circulated on social media, drawing angry reactions. Zambia's top opposition leader was arrested late Monday and is being held without charge. The opposition party spokesman tells VOA the government is accusing presidential challenger and critic Hakainde Hichilema's of treason. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Zambia's outspoken opposition leader has been arrested for the second time in just over 6 months, part of deepening fallout from a contentious August poll that both contenders claim to have won. Late Monday night, says opposition spokesman Charles Kakoma, police broke through the doors of opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema's upscale home, blocked the gates and the doors to prevent escape, tear-gassed the occupants, and then took Hichilema away. Kakoma said police still had not charged Hichilema the morning after, and they had taken him to a police training academy for questioning. He said the party had been warned that this might happen because of an incident days before, in which Hichilema's convoy crossed paths with President Edgar Lungu's motorcade as the two men were attempting to attend the same ceremony in western Zambia. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Amnesty International says China remains a world leader in executing people, while executions dropped by more than one-third in other countries last year. The rights group's data for 2016 included executions from 23 countries other than China. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.